after weeks of discussion, we have finally come to our last sacrament to discuss with Father Chris Alar. I would not say that we have saved the best for last, but we have definitely saved a sacrament that so many of us grow in holiness because of our marriages. Father Alar is joining us today as we look at this beautiful sacrament of matrimony. Good morning, Father Alar. Thank you once again for being with me.
No, thank you. It's nice to be back for the final installment. Very good.
Oh, we have worked our way through just understanding what sacraments are, and then we have talked about the sacraments of initiation, the sacraments of healing, and now the sacraments of service. Why do you place holy orders and matrimony under this umbrella, the sacraments of service? How and what way are both of these similar in that they are sacraments of service?
Yes, because the priest, his service is to his spouse, the church, and the same with marriage. Your service is to your spouse. And so that's what marriage is. It's a total commitment in love. It's, what is love? Love is willing the good of the other. People today think it's an emotion. Love is not just an emotion. It's an act of the will. I choose to love you. You know, people say, well, I want a divorce because I don't feel anymore, the spark or whatever. But, you know, what parent feels like getting up at 3 a.m. to change a dirty diaper? You know, I'd like to meet a parent who says, I really am excited about waking up tonight at 3 a.m. to change a dirty diaper. Well, no, nobody feels like that. But why do they do it? Because they love the baby, so they make an act of the will. And so this is the problem with what married couples are not doing today. You know, we hear a lot of criticism that the church gives out too many annulments. No, that's not the problem. The church gives out too many marriages. These are sometimes couples who are not prepared. They don't understand what marriage is. And if you're not understanding it, then that can be later grounds for an annulment. And, you know, for instance, if you were to ask some people to say, hey, St. Paul says wives are to be submissive to their husbands, you'd have 99% of the people probably say you're crazy. Well, St. Paul said it. What does he mean, wives be submissive? Well, first of all, he also said, you know, husbands, you don't get out of this. He says you must love your wives even to the point of death, you know, to the point that Christ loved the church and gave his life. But what we mean by a wife being submissive is she accepts his role as the leader. Now, remember, the Greek word for head is kephale. It doesn't mean, a slave master. It means one who leads. The wife is to cooperate with the husband in fulfilling that role of, guess what, service to her and her children. What kind of wife wouldn't want that? And the husband, in return, subjects himself first to God, then to his wife, by accepting her love and care to the point that, again, he would give his life. This is all Ephesians chapter 5. And so when it says that wives are to be subject to their husband, it has nothing to do with status. You know, two persons can have equal status. One person plays a role of subordination to the other, like of the Holy Trinity. Is God the Son equal to God the Father? Yes, in every way, completely. But the Son is subordinate to the Father. It's not a dirty word. You know, in the Trinity, all three have equal status, but the Son is subordinate to the Father, and the Holy Spirit is subordinate to the Son. Here's the point. Submission. Wives, be submissive to your husbands. This is the problem with marriages today. They don't understand that. It doesn't mean that he is your boss or that he rules an iron fist. Submission, sub means under. And what's the mission of the husband? To get his wife and children to heaven. So submission means the wife is under the mission of her husband to get her and her children to heaven. Who wouldn't want to be part of that? We're thinking of it on these worldly terms. Oh, well, he can boss you around and make you do this. That is not what that means. That's not what Paul is referring to. Submission means putting yourself under the husband's mission, which is to get you and your children to heaven. It means allowing him to serve you. That's what we call sacrament of service, as head of the family. It's kind of like it's a service of protection, not domination. You know, it's like Secret Service. Their job is to protect the president, not to dominate him. And so this is important. And people don't understand this. This is why marriages can be annulled. For marriage to be valid, several elements have to be present. You have to be, if you're Catholic, you have to be married in the church. That's called canonical form. A couple must be free, freely choosing and knowingly to choose to enter marriage. You know, no shotgun weddings, you know, where you're forced to marry the girl because you got her pregnant. You know, that's not a valid marriage. There has to be proper marital consent. The couple must understand what marriage is. I just explained one thing, submissive, wives be submissive. Most couples don't understand that. They must intend their marriage to be lifelong. My knucklehead ex-brother-in-law had no intent to be faithful to my sister and was living a double life. She has grounds for an annulment. They must be open to children. If they're not open to children, there's a problem. They must intend fidelity. If they're not intending fidelity, there's a problem. They also must have the physical and psychological ability to follow through with their intentions. So all those things I just mentioned, when all of those are brought together, you have a sacramental, indissoluble union. And so what an annulment is not a Catholic divorce. An annulment states not that there wasn't a legal marriage. The annulment states that there was not a sacramental marriage. This is why your children are not illegitimate. Hmm. The biggest reason people don't get annulments is say, I don't want my children declared bastards. No, an annulment does not declare your children illegitimate because a legal marriage existed. What the church is saying, it's not sacramental. Annulment states that some of these things were not present at the time of marriage. And so there's no such thing as a Catholic divorce, because if there really was truly a Catholic marriage, then there can't be even an annulment. An annulment states that these things weren't present at the time of the marriage. So it's a church decree of invalidity, and it means that they did not have the character of a sacrament. So if two validly baptized people marry, and they have no impediments, like the guy was ordained a priest and she didn't know it, it's sacramental. Impediments means that one or both of the persons should never have entered into it. So if a non-baptized persons are later baptized, the marriage goes from natural to sacramental. And so this is, again, so lacking in understanding by our Catholics today. And I explain all of this in the book. And so we hope that you'll pick up a copy, because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that may be and don't even realize that they're in invalid marriages. And that means we're living in a state of adultery. And so it's very important that you look at all these conditions were present for your marriage so that it is valid. And don't get scared. If you realize something's missing, you simply go to your pastor and you say, I would like my marriage convalidated, which just means something was lacking at the time of marriage. We're aware of it now. We want the blessing of the church, and the church will give you convalidation. So now you're back in a valid marriage. So very important stuff.
Most definitely. And I encourage all of our listeners to please pick up a copy for yourself. Father Chris Ehlar joining us today as we have worked through the seven beautiful sacraments. He goes into more depth in his new book, Understanding the Sacraments. I will be sure to add a link that'll get you right to the webpage that you'll be able to purchase a copy for yourself. And that'll be on the podcast of today's interview. Father Ehlar, I have appreciated all of your time over these past weeks. Thank you so much for being with us, for writing this book. Before we go on our final interview, will you please offer us a prayer and your blessing?
Yes, Heavenly Father, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit down upon all those who are listening, striving to live by your will, striving to discern your will and to live it in their lives. And through the practice of the sacraments, which are God's guaranteed grace, may he bless you and always keep you in his mercy. To the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Chris Alar, God bless you. Thank you so much for writing this book. We will continue to pray for you and your ministry. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you and everybody listening.